Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, saints and friends. This is Charlene, and I want to say to you, welcome to Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion podcast. If you've listened to this podcast before, welcome back. If it's your first time coming, just welcome. We're so excited to have you. Just to give you a little bit of information about what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast, you can always expect a word of encouragement because we believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So we say to you, that's what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast, whenever you tune in, whenever you listen. And what we expect from you is that you tell someone about the podcast. Let them know we're here. Tell them how you found the podcast, some things that you understand about the podcast. And if you want to talk to us, communicate with us, because we find it very encouraging when we hear from you, we have an email address, gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. If there's something that you think that might increase the quality of our life, improve the quality of our life, please share it with us. And you can email us and we can email you. And we can work it out, set something up so that we can communicate. Also, just let people know that we are here. Now, let me tell you up front what we believe. Here on this particular podcast, we believe in God. I believe in God. I specifically believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he died for me on the cross, was buried in the grave, and then rose from the grave for me, specifically for me, for my justification. And I believe in God. I accepted him as my personal Lord and Savior. I know everyone doesn't, but it's my choice to do so. I believe in God. I am a believer. That is my free will choice. And I recognize that I have some benefits from that. And everything we do here on this podcast, we do it based on what we've read in Scripture, the written word of God, what we believe to be the truth of the Word of God. And there's a tool we use, and I'll recommend it to you so you can read the Bible for yourself. We recommend everyone read for themselves. And if you read the Bible, then you can see, you know, how the Lord directs you. If you choose, you have that choice, that right. The tool is BibleGateway.com. BibleGateway.com. And if you visit that website, you're going to find a vast number of translations of the Bible that you can read. And just pick the one that's easiest for you to read, that speaks to you. And if you're truly technically savvy, in case reading might not be your strong suit, some of them will read to you and all you have to do is listen. But now you can even visit, use your phones. We have all this technology and you can visit what my niece and I refer to as YouTube University, and you can find and play scriptures just right on your phone and they'll read it right to you. So I recommend that. I found it to be very beneficial in my life. Then I also want to say today that if you check the date on the calendar today, you'll find that there's a celebration going on. And I'm sure you've seen it before. You may not have always understood it, but today I'm going to labor to help you understand it a little bit better. The celebration that's going on is, this is what we refer to believers as Resurrection Sunday. So this is Resurrection Sunday. Many refer to it as Easter Sunday, but those of us that have established or just received the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we know it's Resurrection Sunday. We refer to it that way, and we know it was for our benefit. We know, we believe truly that Jesus rose from the grave for our justification. if you look in the library of this podcast, you will find other segments, and they all build on each other. Just go in and just read the titles of them and listen to the ones that speak to you, the episodes that speak to you. Listen to them as often as you want. They build on each other, and it'll even explain, you know, why specifically I believe. First of all, let me say that I'm getting more mature. I'm walking through my seventh decade of life, looking into my eighth decade. So I've been around a while. You hear me say that often. And I say that because I plan to live a very long time in this earth realm. I've read in the Bible, in scripture, that I can do that. And when you hear me talk about quality of life, it's important to me because if you plan to live a long time, you plan to enjoy life, you plan to get the best parts out of life, you're going to need some type of plan. You're going to need something that's going to help. And just knowing who God is and believing God, since he's the one that gave me life, that's what my plan is. My plan is to continuously learn more and more about who God is and learn more and more about what the scripture says, the Bible says that I can do and I can be, and to practice that. It's just like if you had a favorite car, or just like on Christmas morning when, you know, kids get up and open their presents. I recognize that the Word of God is a present and a gift to me. It's a road map. It's a way for me to learn about my character, not just here in the physical, spiritual, natural realm, but who I am from inside, and just to learn God's heart toward me. And that brings me to what I believe I'm to share with you this week. Learn his heart. We need to know what God's heart, his mind is toward us. We need to understand, at least I have found, I need to understand more and more what the Word of God says. Gain as much knowledge as possible. Because I'm told there's a place in the Bible that says that I am as Jesus is in this world. So now you understand the importance of Resurrection Sunday, learning what justification means, learning what the benefits are. You'll hear me talk about in other episodes that we're loaded with benefits on a daily basis and how exciting life gets for me, how I rise up every day just looking to see what the joy of the day is, looking to see how I can benefit every day based on the benefits that have been left for me, the provision that's left for me. You'll hear me in other episodes talk about the things that happen to us that occur in the world. We live in the world, but we're not of the world. I live with knowledge of two kingdoms. I live with the kingdom, the knowledge that there is a kingdom of light, which I live and participate in, and there's a kingdom of darkness, which I do not have to participate in. And I do not. I effort toward learning more and more about the kingdom of light and how to operate in it. I gain knowledge of the kingdom of light, how to grow in it. I gain more understanding on a daily basis of what the kingdom of light is. I've learned to recognize what kingdom is at work when I see things going on around me in the world. I know what lines up with the Word of God. I have understanding, because in the scripture it says that for me to get understanding, it lets me know also that the Lord Jesus Christ has become wisdom for me. So when I'm ready to make decisions, I know I can make good decisions quickly. I lean into, you've heard me talk about that. If you just look through the library of episodes, I talk about wisdom and how to get it and what it means and so on and so forth to get more understanding. I've learned how to recognize who I am, where I am, those that are around me, what kingdom they're operating out of, how I can identify with the kingdom and what kingdom principles are, how I can apply them. All of that comes because I'm learning God's heart toward me. I've come to know and be able to hear what God has to say about it. And I firmly believe that God, as he said, it is written in his word, that he is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is the Lord of time and space. That's why I know I can live a long time. I know he created me. As I learn more and more about his heart toward me, I know how he wants me to be healthy and have health. I know how in his word he's explained that everything belongs to him. And consequently, if he's told me that I've inherited his portion, and if I've inherited his portion, then I know that things belong to me. And I have to find out and discover what I need to do to receive them and how I need to operate and where I need to operate. I need to know personally for myself how to receive what he provides, how to be open to it and not resist what he provides. What he gives me, what belongs to him, what relates to him. And when I say him, I'm referring to God. My communication with him, my ability to communicate with him, my ability to have relationship with him is because Jesus died on the cross. If you read in the Bible, if you just go to the very first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, that's known as the beginning. If you get one of the what they call the easy read edition, I gave you the website, BibleGateway.com. And if you read that, you'll read the story of Adam and Eve. It'll explain Adam being mankind, when mankind came to be, how God created mankind from the dust of the ground and breathed the breath of life into him. Also, how God created mankind in his image. So there's so many layers of that. We would have to just go through various episodes to explain it all. But if you want information or you want to discuss it, if you want more knowledge of it, email me. Let me know. I'll give you and certainly share with you whatever knowledge that I have about it. And if you have a question about anything that you hear me saying here, just email me. I have access to conference lines. We can set up. We can talk if you need to talk. If you need prayer, I know many of you are probably much more advanced than I am in many areas. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I believe, in the lane that I am to be in. I'm just doing my part because I have come to know who God is. He's revealed to me his intentions for me. He's revealed to me the part of his plan that I am to participate in. And in learning his heart, finding out and discovering what his character is, I've established a relationship with God, an all-sufficient relationship based on his grace. And there's plenty in the library pertaining to various grace, information about grace, the all-sufficient grace and its abundance. You can find it out and discover it. All of that, he's extended his grace to us. Now, his heart is his personality, his disposition, his character. You recall I said earlier in this particular segment that I can recognize which kingdom is in operation when I'm out doing what I do, transacting business, interacting with people. I've learned because I know his heart toward me. He told me in another place that his heart toward me is only good, not evil, only good. So I recognize that. I even learned when making my decisions that I'm to look for the good in every situation because he said in another place in his word that all things will work together for good for me because I'm called according to his purpose. In learning his heart, I've learned what his purpose is for my life, what his purpose is for me on a daily basis, what his provision is. I've established that relationship. I know how he operates in my life, how he moves. I know how he's grown me. I know how he protects me and my family. Just on this past weekend, a family member found themselves in a car accident. They were sideswiped. And when they first called me and told me, they were alarmed. And I could have gone to that place and got alarmed yet. I just said, well, I'm going to practice what I've learned about God. I'm going to practice at what I've committed to memory. I'm going to apply what he's told me, how I should behave in this circumstance, the things that I've come to know and heard about him. Now, the family member called me about 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard or Eastern Daylight Time and explained that the car had been wrecked. They had been sideswiped and, you know, trying to kind of go there. Well, you know, you would. The person would, because if you really don't have the relationship, the strength of the relationship, you know, you're human. Things that are common to mankind can throw you if you're not stable in that moment. Yet, that was about 8:30, and I said, well, I'm gonna practice what I believe the Lord has told me to do. I'm going to apply the wisdom to this situation that God has given me, and that's what I did. And the person called me from the hospital. And do you know, by 11:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight, they were being released from the hospital with bruises, yes. But that's all, just with bruises, on their way home. And the rest of that, you know, will be history as we walk through each day. But the Lord settled that. I didn't have to go to any form of despair. His heart toward me, he said, if I keep myself focused on him, he'll keep me in perfect peace if I stay my mind on him. And you will find episodes for this podcast library that talk about how to set your mind, how to stay your mind, how to set your focus, how to recognize the resilient peace that's on the inside. He worked that out for me just that fast. Now, you know, there's many ways that I could have taken that conversation, but I'm just telling you and sharing with you that I have learned God's heart toward me. Resurrection Sunday means a lot to me. It does, because it means that Jesus was buried in the grave. Everyone's heard that he died on the cross for us. He was buried in the grave for us. And when he rose from the grave for us, it shows that the sacrifice was accepted, that we have been made accepted in the beloved, God's heart toward us. And all God wants us to do is gain the knowledge of him through his word, apply his word to our life so we can learn his divine intention toward us. We can feel his love toward us. When we find ourselves in situations that we don't understand, we can learn to see the Lord in the middle of it, knowing that he's always there. He told us, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough trouble in itself. But he said he is a very present help in time of trouble. So I have learned personally God's heart toward me. I have learned how to focus. Whenever something occurs, I look at Jesus first. I look to God first to see what he has to say. That which belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ belongs to me. Jesus had victory. He rose from the grave. So victory belongs to me. I hope I've said something that'll be helpful. Learn God's heart toward you so you'll know and understand what belongs to you. So you'll recognize and understand more about getting the wisdom and knowledge of God, applying it in your life, coming to know and hear. So learning what faith is, how to hope for things that you can't see, and trust and believe that God loves you enough to take care of you in this season of your life. Learn God's heart. I hope I've said something. I want to hear from you. God bless. Amen.